This
is URN.
We're now going to go on to Freya's story, which is about Marcus Rashford and all the work he's been doing with the school meals.
Yes, so Marcus Rashford for the second time has caused a government U-turn on the issue of free school meals. So after previously having stopped the free school meal scheme, the government's now announced a 170 million COVID winter grant scheme, which includes free school meals. I just wondered what you guys thought about the free school meals debate itself, and then Marcus Rashford's approach to it.
Yeah, it's been really sort of impressive to see his sort of attitude towards it, in the sense that he hasn't given up and he sort of kept fighting for it. It's also been quite interesting, I think, just to see the way that the government's responded to this. I think perhaps this has sort of reminded people of the way that like a lot of the Conservative MPs vote, you know, how Conservative they do vote. And also the attitudes of some of the MPs I found quite shocking. I don't know about you guys.
I think, obviously, it was inevitable, I think, that the government were going to... I mean, they don't like the term U-turn, to jump in and defend the government. I think they call it a sort of shift in policy to reflect changing public opinion. Now, if I was on the PR team, that's what I'd say anyway.
Yeah, sounds slightly better.
But I think it was kind of inevitable once they saw the backlash that... But they've ended up spending, it was 170 million, whereas before I think it was only going to cost them 20 million. This is to cover the whole period until March. And they're going to... It's not just food parcels. Is it like rent relief and all sorts of different financial benefits that they're having to extend now? So they've almost... Obviously, it's a good outcome because vulnerable people are going to be protected over the winter, but they've ended up spending more money, digging themselves a bigger hole kind of thing, whereas if they just kind of relented in the first place, they could have gotten off a bit lightly.
Yeah, I never really understood the whole Tory approach to the issue, to be honest, because I had a lot of Tory MPs at the time saying that they didn't want to extend the free school meal scheme because they didn't want to encourage dependency on the government, which I think is a valid point, but you don't stop dependency on a government by removing the only safety net, especially when the victims of that are going to be children. Like, you remove dependency on the government, like, slowly and steadily building up people's ability to be economically independent. I don't really understand the whole approach to it from the start.
No, I agree. I think on the one issue where you could have sort of presented yourselves as a compassionate government feeding hungry children, they did kind of fail at the first sort of hurdle. I mean, it was interesting that they sort of slipped this announcement, or this kind of U-turn, if you like, under the whole news cycle of the US election. So it didn't really get picked up, I don't think.
No,
so that too. I don't know whether they were trying, didn't want to be seen to be doing another U-turn, but again, I think they could have made a bigger fuss out of the fact that they are spending more money. But
yeah.
No, I agree. I think the traditional sort of, certainly people like Ben Bradley and stuff, who obviously don't have a very good name at the minute, is that they don't want to give people money because it's sort of the whole kind of stigmatization about, oh, if we give them money, they won't spend it on things they need. They'll spend it on drugs, alcohol, whatever. But this was literally giving hungry children food. I mean, you can't exchange food for drugs or alcohol, as far as I'm aware. So that kind of argument, there was just kind of a innate sort of strangeness in that argument.
Yeah, I also thought that it was sort of strange in the sense that people also seemed to... It was strange because they also seemed to be defending it by saying, well, we've given the councils loads of money for COVID, and then the councils were going, wait, hang on a second, we were supposed to spend that on free school meals, like, we didn't know that, and we don't have that sort of money. Like, you know, councils are always saying that they have no money and not enough, and so they were already stretched with everything that's happening with COVID and supporting that. They were saying, you know, a lot of councils were saying that they couldn't possibly afford to do that, hence why it was sort of necessary for the government to step in and specifically allocate that money for Free School Meals. It does seem like out of all the battles to sort of like all the hills to die on, like that is not the one.
Yeah, exactly. Children
is not the one you want to be arguing with. Like even for a Conservative government, I do not feel like this is one where people feel sort of like several ways about. I did reveal quite a lot of MPs' personal prejudices, like some of the things. Like you were saying, Joe, like about the fact that people thought they were going to like spend it on drugs and stuff, which doesn't make any sense. And also, but not least, because, I mean, if that's happening, that's sort of social services responsibility. That's not the government's business. You can't just say like, ah, well, like this is you can't bring up one like family case that he supposedly knows of and so on and then use that. Like that doesn't justify not giving meals to people, to children all across the country nationally, and also the fact that like obviously children still need to eat, so I don't really see why the government took so long to do a U-turn. I think a lot of it came from just Conservative MPs not understanding at all like how really welfare works, which was quite shocking actually. And yeah, like it didn't seem. I'm glad to see that like Marcus Rashford managed to actually use his platform for good. And I think actually it was really nice to see finally something sort of that as a rallying point that people could sort of get behind across the country. That wasn't sort of. It was something I suppose people could unite over, like across sort of political boundaries, and also that was slightly different to COVID. Although that being said, it shouldn't have been something which a celebrity footballer should have had to bring attention to. Do you think at all that that affected how long it sort of took them to do the U-turn? Do you think they just didn't want to seem like they were sort of being their decision was being changed by like a sort of celebrity footballer?
I mean, maybe, but the trouble is the longer you wait to make a U-turn, the bigger the U-turn's going to be. And I don't think that the government had necessarily anything to be ashamed of about changing their mind about on the basis of public opinion. Like, that should be something that they could have celebrated and said, look, we've heard you and we've changed because of it. But instead, they sort of dug their heels in so much that it became, when they did eventually do the U-turn, it became such a huge deal and a massive sort of PR failure for them, especially when you had stories coming out about, you know, MPs having their lunches expensed and, you know, the taxpayer paying for that when those people can afford to buy their own lunch. You know, they don't need that support network. So it was a bit of a disaster for the government all round, really.
Yeah, I agree, especially with the wages going up, like, they found quite a lot of data about how much MPs spend and so on and how much they claim as expenses, which was quite embarrassing, I think, for the government. I'm not sure why it took them so long to do the U-turn, other than the fact that I suppose that there were quite a few Conservative MPs slowing the whole process down.
This is URN.